We're live out here at Barrel House at Bridgestone Arena. Predators in action tonight, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. Joining us now is ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck. Normally, Tim joins us at noon, but we've got a Vrabel press conference at noon. So Tim is joining us a little bit earlier this week. Tim, appreciate you for joining us. We were just discussing what we heard Michael Lombardi say on the GM Shuffle podcast. Talked about how if you're the Titans, you can't feel good about going into 2024 with Will Levis. You got two young quarterbacks and no starting quarterback. Tim, I disagree with that sentiment, but what is your perspective on that?
Well, first, I just want to say, like, as a coach in town, to get bumped for another coach in town, like, I hope you appreciate my flexibility.
Absolutely, I mean, we appreciate your flexibility.
Like, you know, I mean, just, you know, like, okay, I had to get it. He's the head coach of the Titans. I get it. All right. Here's what I would say in terms of the idea that you can't go into next season with just Will Levis. I'm fine with that. But I would say I don't think it's unreasonable to say that you're going in and he's got a legitimate chance to win the starting quarterback job. Like, I don't think you need to go sign somebody and they are the anointed starter and Will Levis just has to take a back seat to him. I actually think that there's been enough good from him that I think he should have an opportunity to be the starter. So I think that puts you in an interesting situation, where if there was a new GM or new coach or something like that, they might be more inclined to go find somebody else right away. But I don't know. I wouldn't write Will Levis off so quickly. And then in terms of just some of the other stuff, in terms of Mike Vrabel and New England, but I generally think that guys who are reporting on the league that still have tight connections on the league, you know, when they say something as significant as, look, Mike Vrabel is not happy in Nashville and there's a New England connection that's strong, I don't think that that's just made up. Now, I don't know Mike Lombardi. I know his history. I know who he's worked with. I think that's a significant statement.
We'll talk with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and Innsworth High School's new head football coach. Tim, what up until this point now, I know Will got hurt in the first quarter of last week's game or in the second quarter. But because of this offensive line, and I'm listening to Lombardi, and my thing is, listen, you can't get a true evaluation of this quarterback. Why? Because of what's in front of him. You know, to me, he's developed some bad habits. And I know he can work himself out of it, but he developed some bad habits. Have you seen a situation or do you know of a situation where, you know, the blame was put more so on a quarterback than, you know, the people in front of him, whether it be the offensive line or receivers? Because – yes, Will needs to get better, but how many quarterbacks do you know would be able to thrive under the situation that Will is in?
I don't think a lot. Like, so to answer your question directly, like, have I seen a quarterback where he's getting the brunt of the criticism and it was like, wow, we got a lot of other issues going on? Like, yeah, I get Eli Manning. Eli Manning's, you know, he started the second half of his first year. And then he was the starter his, you know, second year. And really, years two and three for Eli, they weren't sure about him in New York. And he was on the back page of the New York Post every week, basically insinuating that, you know, he wasn't his brother and he was probably a bust and it wasn't going to work out. And we had all kinds of issues at the time with just moving different players along the offensive line. We let a guy go in free agency. We were playing like a 40-year-old, you know, right tackle at one point. I mean, we had so many issues. And, look, we had a receiver group that was in transition. So I think we see all of this. I think when you see all that, yeah, I think there's no question that the supporting cast has a huge impact on like how you're seen, how you're evaluated, and that's why I'd be careful to just write Will Levis off so quickly.
Tim, you've seen a lot of games at the end of seasons. I felt like realistically, with what the Titans have to work with right now, so many of their top players one by one going down, laying an egg is not that surprising, really, against Houston. But I saw a really strong reaction somewhere where if you look at the individual offensive linemen they have out there, it's going to be hard for them to compete for sure, and I think the same will be the case of next week. So how much stock can you really put into how competitive this particular team is when you're evaluating the coaching staff and changes that may or may not need to be made?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to, and I don't know that ownership or, you know, the decision makers, you always truly understand, like, hey, look at where we are in the offensive line. I mean, they ran a power play last week down there. I think it was, maybe it was a short yardage situation. And I'm telling you what, like, the knockback and just the disaster up front, it was like, wow. Like, you don't typically see that. And so, you know, I guess I would just say, like, if I'm never big on, like, one of the last, you know, whatever, 2-3 games of a season, sometimes 1-2 games of a season. And these games are the games that we are using to decide if we're keeping our head coach or not. Like, I don't subscribe to that. I think there's a much bigger body of work, you know, over the years that I think is evidence to, all right, like, is it the coach or have we hit a tough spot with our personnel? And so I guess, you know, I'm probably giving away my answer there a little bit. Like, for me with Mike Vrabel, I know he's a good coach, and I know that if he was available, teams that have openings would be dying to talk to him. And I'm not saying that sometimes a change of scenery doesn't help everybody, but I don't look at it and say, hey, Mike Vrabel is the problem with the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I mean, it could be not. You know, it's just so much that's going on with this team right now to try to pinpoint, you know, that one exact thing other than the offensive line. It's going to be hard because they got problems across the board with this team. And I would have never thought that of a Tennessee Titan team. But with that being said, do you think next year is the year where either, you know, they need to get this right in the offseason with free agency and the draft? And if they don't, then we may have to move in another direction, because I don't think they can go 3 years in a row. And I'm not even talking about winning AFC South. I'm just saying not making the playoffs and not being a competitive team out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying, like, hey, you're a good coach and so, you know, you have a runway forever. But what I am saying, I mean, shoot, look, part of the reason we're talking about this is, like, a lot of people believe that Bill Belichick with, you know, 3 down years is about to get fired, even though I think everyone would agree he's been the best ever. So, no question, look, he's on, you know, he's under the microscope right now. He's probably on the hot seat right now, and there's no doubt about it that the seat is even hotter next season with, you know, a lot of areas that would need to show improvement for him to be able to keep his job. So, yeah, I'm not saying that, look, he's a good coach and he needs to stay no matter what. But I think what I am saying is if I sit here and I look at what we've seen from the team this season and I think about the stuff that we knew coming into the year, the fact that they've drafted a quarterback fairly early the last 2 years, the fact that they, you know, traded away and maybe in some cases not by his doing, you know, the best or, you know, the better players on the roster. Like, I'm not looking at it like Mike Vrabel just totally let this team down.
ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck. Again, Tim, appreciate your flexibility today. Happy New Year, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. See you guys.
All right.
See ya.
Appreciate it, Tim. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from Titans head coach Mike Vrabel at the podium. Caroline Willie D. Mace. This Monday, tune in at 6:30 p.m. as Washington and Michigan face off in the College Football Playoff National Championship game only on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Presented by Twin Peaks and Parman Tractor and Equipment.